My friends, Lent is coming and we need to fast. And we're going to talk about 6 different ways that you can fast. Consider which one will be most helpful for you in your Lenten journey. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, there are a variety of different reasons why we fast, above all, so that we can grow in our prayer, grow in our union with God, help overcome sin and vices. And there's other side effects to fasting that we know of, plenty of physical benefits, health benefits for fasting. So let's go through 6 different ways, beginning with the easiest, moving on to the hardest. So the easiest way that we could fast is actually one of the main ways that the church suggests to us. And that's one meal with 2 smaller meals that do not equal, added up, the larger meal, and no snacking in between. This is really the least and the easiest way that we should do any type of fasting, specifically on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. However, let me suggest to you that you should consider fasting in any of these 6 different types of ways at least once per week during the Lenten season, possibly even after that. Fridays is the most traditional way for doing that. So one large meal with 2 small meals, no snacking in between. Way number 1. Number 2 is the Daniel fast. Now, Father Mark Oring, if you haven't seen that video, he is doing that. This is a great way to do every single day. What is the Daniel fast? The Daniel fast comes from Daniel in the Bible, where because the meat was being sacrificed to idols, he decided to eat only vegetables. Actually, many Protestant churches have popularize this. This could be effective for health reasons, but it's also an incredible daily sacrifice that you can offer to the Lord. So what does that look like? You're basically being vegan for the whole of Lent. No meat and no meat products. So only fruits, only vegetables, only nuts and grains and things like that. So no milk, no eggs, no cheese, no butter. This could be quite difficult, but that's the point of fasting, having a sacrifice to offer to the Lord. So number 2 is a Daniel fast. Plenty of videos online about how to do this well. Now, numbers 3, 4, and 5 are all variations of the same thing. So all of these would be bread and water fast, either for 24 hours until 6 p.m. until 3 p.m. Now, when you're fasting on bread and water, let me give you some suggestions to make it the most helpful for you. Think about this. When the monks would fast on bread and water, they had real bread, real ingredients, not the stuff that we buy at the store, where I like to say that there's more nutrition in the plastic wrapping than maybe the actual bread. I suggest that you get organic whole wheat flour, make the bread yourself, find an easy recipe that's just water and the flour and salt and yeast, bake it, do this once a week. Perhaps while you're baking it, brush it with olive oil and put some thick salt on top of it to kind of maybe add a tiny bit of flavor, and then eat as much bread as you need to. I promise you, you're not going to want to eat that much. And drink as much water as you need. Doing this in 3 different ways. 24 hours, where you measure it the whole way, up to 6 p.m., because the noon, 3, and 6 p.m. hours are the traditional hours of prayers that the Jews kept, as well as the Catholics. Or until 3 p.m. because 3 p.m. is the hour at which Jesus died. I suggest that you do any of these bread and water fast on Fridays of Lent and the days that are required, Ash Wednesday specifically. Now, the 6th way that you could fast and do this at your own discretion, possibly with the direction of your doctor, please be prudent with this, would be a water-only fast. When I've talked to other people that have done this, sometimes they'll add lemon to the water. Sometimes they'll add salt to the water. Sometimes another person I heard would add molasses to the water to add a little bit of calories. This is a type of fast that I would recommend if you have more experience in fasting. 6 different ways for you to fast. Other helpful hints. On the day of your fast, go to Mass. Never fast from the Eucharist. Pray more in the times that you would have been eating. Pray more. Now, to complete that sort of holy trinity of prayer, whatever money you saved from not eating, give to the poor. Specifically, give to the poor souls in purgatory. So go to Mass that day, do the fast, whatever money you saved, give that to the church to have masses offered for the souls in purgatory. That is the perfect sacrifice acceptable to the Lord. All of this will make your Lent incredible. I'll see you in the next one.